monogamy. Monogamy and chastity.
Parade's End begins tomorrow night at 9 on BBC Two.
Now on BBC Radio 3, we visit the Edinburgh Festival for the last of this week's live Late Junction programmes. From the Blue Tent at the BBC's own venue at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, here's Verity Sharp.
Yes, welcome to the Blue Tent at the BBC's Fringe venue, where once again we have packed the stage full of the world's finest musicians for you tonight. Camille O'Sullivan is going to join us just as soon as she's finished performing at the Lyceum Theatre just down the road. But all set and ready to go here, we do have members of Scotland's leading new music group, the Hebrides Ensemble. They're going to be playing music for us by John Adams, Charles Ives, and also James McMillan. And then in the far corner, with guitar in hand, or soon we'll have, we have Scotland's leading master songsmith, Dick Gochan. And then lining the front of the stage, seated on carpets and cushions, we have the six members of the Alim Gazimov Ensemble. Now, Alim Gazimov is a singer from Azerbaijan, and he's done incredible work, not only to bring a very old and deeply spiritual Azerbaijani music called Mugam to the world's attention, but he's also modernized it in a way which has brought in younger singers and players. So amongst his ensemble here, we have musicians who've studied and are studying still with him, and also sitting right alongside him is his daughter, Fargana. And we're going to hear more about this music in a little while, but first, true to Late Junction form, we thought we'd begin by hearing tonight all of tonight's musicians playing back-to-back, and we're going to start with a piece called Sevgilim, as performed by the Alim Gazimov Ensemble.
Yasan misra bugün Yusuf iken anlar Yeah. going? Welcome to Edinburgh. Unless you're from Edinburgh, in which case, why aren't you home in your bed at this time of night? Past my bedtime. We must know someone like him. He was tall and strong and lean, with a body like a greyhound and a mind so sharp and keen. But his heart, just like a laurel, grew twisted around itself, till almost everything he did brought pain to someone else. Well, it's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fight you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do with what you've got. What's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? And what use is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? What good is strength and muscle if you only push and shove? And what's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? And it's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fight you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do with what you've got. Between those who use their neighbors and those who use a cane, between those in constant power and those in constant pain, between those who run to evil and those who cannot run, tell me which ones are the cripples and which ones touch the sun. And it's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do with what you've got. What's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? And what use is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? What good is strength and muscle if you only push and shove? And what's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? And it's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. It's not the fights you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do with what you've got.
Hard-hitting stuff from Dick Gochen, a song called What You Do With What You've Got. And that was preceded by a piece called Relaxed Groove, and that's the first movement of Road Movies by the American composer John Adams, as played by two members of the Hebrides Ensemble, David Alberman on the violin and Philip Moore at the piano. More from them later on. This is Late Junction. We're live at the Edinburgh Festival. We're under the twinkling lights in the blue tent. And if you'd like to see what we've been up to over the past couple of days, do have a look at the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. We've been posting some great photographs, and you can also find us on Twitter at BBC Radio 3. Well, first tonight, you heard the very powerful voices of Alim and Farhana Gazimov, who's brought this ancient music of Azerbaijani Mugam to the Edinburgh Festival for the very first time. And that's thanks in part to the work of the Aga Khan Foundation. And as Alim and Faragana, well, they have a lot more English than I have Azerbaijani, but we thought we would enlist the help of Feruz Nishanova from the foundation just to help us a little bit with the background to this music. And I went along to the fantastic workshop that they gave the other day, and I was struck, Feruz, in particular, by the idea that this music, even though we in the West we probably can't understand the words, it doesn't really matter. It's all about the kind of spiritual love of this performance. And if we can all be sort of transported to a higher plane, then we're getting somewhere. Can you just...
Absolutely, absolutely. Because Alim always says, of course, he's an incredible performer. He's an incredible teacher as well. You've seen some of the results of his work today. But he always says that no matter how good you are, no matter how good the pieces that have been composed or written, the true and most important element of each performance is the state of hal, which is which could be roughly translated as a state of elevated conscience and enlightened presence. And he says that the only way to achieve that state is through shared passion with his audience. And I think there's absolutely no question that today that state has been very successfully achieved, thanks to you. So thank you again for helping Alim to get where he wanted to get with his artists and with your presence.
Mugham is a very long art form, isn't it? A proper sort of full-length performance of Mugham would go on a very long time. But what are we going to hear?
A couple of days.
To get to this state of enlightenment, obviously. But we'll have a go. We're going to hear part of a Mugham, aren't we? Can you just tell us what we'll be hearing?
We're going
now?
To hear the very end of the Mugham, because Mugham, of course, takes you on a journey. And that journey begins very slowly. It begins through a meditation, and then it goes through those beautiful passages that are only instrumental. And then two voices join in a dialogue where they talk about their love. Love in three stages: for themselves, for the human beings, for the world around them, and then, of course, the divine love with the higher being. And then, in the end, it culminates in a celebration of word, music, and that shared state of passion. So let's give it a go.
Thank you, Feruz. Here are the Alim Gazimov Ensemble.
Nahijan Salim. hoşkalıyam bir sevdayam.
Nazlı yâfetim, nazlı yâfetim, nazlı yâfetim, nazlı yâfetim.
Kendi yok gami hidrana tağatim sabrım tükendi yok gami hidrana tağatim gel gel benim güzel meleğim nazlı yaver gel gel benim güzel meleğim nazlı yaverim ah nazlı yaverim ah nazlı yaverim ah nazlı yaverim nazlı yaverim
bu dünya
So the wonderfully impassioned sound of the Alim Gazimov Ensemble, Alim and Farhana Gazimov. And that music earlier this evening was filling the perfect acoustic of Greyfriars Kirk as part of the Edinburgh International Festival. If you are interested in finding out more about this music, do look out for a series of very good CDs and DVDs called The Music of Central Asia. And volume 8 of that is an album called Rainbow, which Alim Gazimov made with the Kronos Quartet. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. We're live here at the Edinburgh Festival, and we're going to continue the theme of passion. As last night here, the Hebrides Ensemble and the vocal group Synergy gave the world premiere of a new piece by James Macmillan, which was based on the story of the resurrection. And anybody who is familiar with the work of Macmillan will know that it's inspired and driven by two things in particular, those being his love of Scotland and his deep Catholic faith. We don't have the entire cast from the performance last night here for you this evening, sadly. But we do have two members of the Hebrides Ensemble, the cellist William Conway, pianist Philip Moore. And William, the piece that you're going to play now, it really kind of encapsulates really the essential elements of Macmillan's music, doesn't it? It's a piece called Kiss on Wood.
Yes, it refers, as you said, his religious background comes into play here. And this refers to the actual kissing of the wood that happens in the Catholic ceremony on Good Friday. And it's a meditation or a lamentation on that event.
And it's full of sort of drama and yet beauty, isn't it? Which is kind of what Macmillan's all about, those
yes.
contrasts.
Yeah, I think James, his music really portrays great beauty and reverence at the same time, often as brutality, and he manages to juxtapose those two ideas. In this piece, it's much more the gentler lamenting side, and he's it's very reminiscent of lots of his pieces.
So Kiss on Wood is a piece for cello and piano, and then the Hebrides Ensemble are going to be joined by David Olbermann, and we're going to hear after the Macmillan a piece by Charles Ives, and this is the first movement of his piano trio, which also has its own kind of intensity, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, apparently it's a dialogue between two philosophers, so I don't know where we go from there, but we'll see what you make of it.
Yeah. First, Kiss on Wood by James Macmillan. Thank you. So the opening moderato of the piano trio that Charles Ives completed in 1911. And that was preceded by Kiss on Wood by James Macmillan. And those pieces played by three members of the Hebrides Ensemble, William Conway, David Olbermann and Philip Moore. The new piece that the group premiered last night with Synergy is a piece by Macmillan called Since It Was a Day of Preparation. And it's going to get another performance in London in about a month's time. So do have a look at the King's Place website if you'd like the details. Well, during our brief spell at the Edinburgh Festival, we've been treated to Mongolian throat singing, Scottish storytelling, and Japanese gagaku, amongst many other things. But I think the most surreal moment must have come last night when I found myself at the foot of Arthur's Seat with hundreds of people who were dressed in Gore-Tex and Lycra. And we all got ready to scale Holyrood Park's iconic peak in the name of art.
Speed of Light show is about to begin. Please now make your way to briefing room 1 and have your tickets ready for inspection.
Have you checked, does your head torch work? Just check all your straps are done up, all your Velcro's done up.
Yeah. Awesome.
Graham, you're one of the run leaders and you're just getting into your kit. A great smell of neoprene in here, so that's clearly making up some of the gear, but you're covered in lights. Can you just talk me through what you're having to wear for this performance?
It's basically a set of strips around the body, a bit, maybe a bit like webbing that you consider. It's got a series of light strips round about it. The lights are positioned mainly at the joints, and it simulates the movement, so it's visible across from the other side of the hill.
Your lights are green, and did people have different colours?
They're only green just now because I'm leading the green group. As soon as we go out on the hill, I can be any different colour. I can flash on and off, I will change. I won't know necessarily what colour I'll be at any one point in time. All done by computers. Technology that's probably beyond me.
As well as the many hundreds of runners who've donned their light suits to run up Arthur's Seat, there's also, as part of this performance, of course, an audience. The audience has turned up, but they're not inactive. We've all been given what they're calling light staffs or light sticks to help us walk up Arthur's Seat so that we can see the runners and all the effects of the lights as we go. But also the light staffs are, in their own way, creating patterns as we go. And I'm walking now with the creative director of the whole thing, the NBA Speed of Light, Angus Farquhar. Angus, just tell us the whole concept behind this project.
It's to take the simple act of running and to celebrate it in an unusual way. And we're now just beginning to look up at these tiny figures on the hillside. 120 of them are beginning to run out across this dark basin of Salisbury Crags, which covers about 5 square kilometres. And they begin to make patterns using all the path network and the desire lines that run across this huge sunken basin, which is completely dark because basically we're below the city and the Salisbury Crags rise up. And the beauty of Arthur's Seat, as you walk further into it, you completely lose the city. So we're actually looking at a completely dark environment, which is amazing in the city centre. And As the walking audience, making these huge long lines of white light with their walking sticks, as they rise to the summit, they look down, and as they look down, they begin to see that the runners are making complex patterns of light.
It's very, very beautiful. Now, what about the sound? Because you've been working with the Resonance Orchestra.
With Resonance. Chris and Ed are absolutely remarkable. I mean, what they've attempted to do is to replicate what the runners are doing with light, which is where you have individuals making up a total pattern. And with the sound, they've put little microprocessors onto each stick, so you have 800 individually processed sine waves, each of which switch on at altitude. And as the walkers stand together to watch from the summit, they then make collective atonal chord sequences, which rise and fall depending on how altitude is affecting each stick. So it's that idea of a granular synthesis, which again sound and sound waves are being used to make a collective form out of the individual movement of each of the walkers.
My name's Kathy and I come from London. We walked quite slowly after quite a lot of people with these kind of Jedi torches. And on the hill, there were lots of weird-looking aliens with lights that light a bit like the kind of little garden lights that I've got. And luckily, it's not raining. Do we have to go right up to the top, though?
I don't think you have to, no.
But we can.
But in a minute, your pole might start humming. Then it could all get quite exciting.
OK, what am I supposed to use it for?
Up to you. Feel the energy.
Are you sure this is a Radio 3 programme? They don't ask those kind of questions on Radio 3.
So, Angus, what's been the general reaction to the Speed of Light?
Well, for example, one woman heard about it on the World Service and flew from New Zealand, came to see the show, hugged the walk leader and left saying it was the best thing she'd done in her life and flew back to New Zealand the next day. She was in her 70s.
Wow.
Some journalists have been up and they're like, that's a really difficult path, it's really hard to walk on. It just wasn't that spectacular. I wish there was one woman on the review show said I wish there was a cafe on top, and you just sort of think, you kind of think, what planet are these people on? A friend came from India, who I have a lot of respect for, Divya, and he said that what he liked about this work is that there was no ego in it.
Mm.
You have hundreds of runners, you have thousands of walkers, and certainly there is an idea of it to be egoless. I like that idea, that it's just made up out of the collective energy of all the people involved.
Well, there you go. If you are here in Edinburgh, or indeed heading this way, you can take part in the Speed of Light almost every night until the end of the festival. The first walking group leaves soon after 9 o'clock in the evening, and I recommend you go along with a warm woolly jumper and an open mind. This is Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3, coming live from the BBC's Blue Tent at the Edinburgh Fringe. We're posting photos on Twitter at BBC Radio 3, as well as the Lake Junction webpage, and of course these programmes will be available for you to listen to for the next week via the iPlayer. Our next guest tonight has strong ties with Edinburgh, having cut her teeth at the Fringe way back in 2004 and not only survived the critics but positively triumphed over them. So much so that here we are 8 years on and she's found her way into the very glossy brochure of the main Edinburgh International Festival. She's come straight here tonight from her performance of The Rape of Lucrece. We're going to hear some more about that after she and Fergal Murray perform this classic by Gillian Welsh.
queen of fates, an imitator. Time's a revelator.
The Revelator by Gillian Welsh and David Rawlins, as performed by Camille O'Sullivan and Fergal Murray, with a little help from a backing tracker for those at home who are wondering just how many musicians we had on the stage.
They've all gone to bed.
And that is the first track on a newly released album from Camille called Changeling. Camille, you must be exhausted. You've just done an hour and 20 minutes of a Shakespearean soliloquy.
My legs are wobbling. It's quite lovely to actually come back and sing something from the album. It's been a real joy to be doing the Royal Shakespeare Company and doing the Lyceum, and it's been quite terrifying actually, but really just an incredible thing to be part of and to be swimming with his words. And Fergal and I had such a great joy writing music for it. So
this was a piece that the Royal Shakespeare Company commissioned from Camille and Fergal last year, I think it was last year, and presumably they asked you to set some of this vast poem to music. I mean, it must have been quite a daunting task.
Yeah, really. I mean, it came from a lady called Elizabeth Freestone, who directed us. She saw us in the Queen's Hall in Edinburgh 2009. Edinburgh's amazing. Like, my whole career kind of came from here, really, and I owe it everything. And she just saw that I do narrative storytelling and a bit chameleon-like and slightly bonkers. So she thought, that girl will maybe suit doing this part, which has, it's a, you know, The Rape of Lucrece. It doesn't end well, but it's a beautiful poem. And it's in the title, guys. And and it's just an extraordinary tale of kind of, you know, beauty and violence. And as Shakespeare, the antithesis of good against evil. And his writing really lent to being, you know, it wasn't, we were worried to be like you oldie kind of music, but it was very contemporary. And his words, just so many pictures in it. And it was a real joy to put music to that. And it came so easily, actually. And after all the years of kind of arranging other people's songs and about being narrative storytellings, we thought, oh, we have actually learned something all these years. And
so which part from it are you going to share with us this evening?
Well, it's sad, you know, there's this Lucretius, this beautiful kind of innocent, and it's a kind of a part in it where she, after this awful event has happened, she's debating on whether to take her own life. So it's dark at night now, like, you know, have a little wine, and, you know, it's a sad song, but it is very beautifully kind of expressed.
To kill myself, alack, what were it? But with my body, my poor soul's pollution, that mother makes a merciless conclusion. Who, having two sweet babes, when death takes one, will slay the other and be nurse to none. But die I will not till my call a time. Hath heard the call of my untimely death, that he may vow in that sad hour of mine revenge on him that made me stop my breath, my stained blood to Tarquin I'll bequeath, my body I'll bequeath unto the knife that wounds my body so dishonored. 'Tis honor to deprive dishonored life. The one will being dead. For in my death I murder shameful scorn. My shame so dead, mine honor is newborn. Faint not, faint heart, but stoutly say, so be it. Yield to my hand shall conquer thee. Thou didst both die, and both shall victors be. Upon me and let your hair hang down. You are a little mystery to me. Every time you come around, we talked about it all. We defined our moral grounds. When I crawl into your arms, everything, it comes tumbling down. Come sail your
So that was a song specially written for Camille O'Sullivan by Nick Cave, a song called Ship Song, performed live here at the Edinburgh Festival, and she was joined by the pianist Fergal Murray. You can find that song also on Camille's new album called Changeling, and The Rape of Lucrece is running at the festival until Sunday. Do catch it if you can. It is quite remarkable. Well, what an array of fantastic voices that we've heard tonight in the blue tent here on the Edinburgh Fringe. Alim Gazimov earlier, Camille O'Sullivan, and now we have Edinburgh's own Dick Gochan, a man who never wastes words. His songs often have strong political messages, and listening to his music is never a passive experience, I find. It kind of stirs your soul and really makes you think. I'm sure you'll have appreciated that from the song that we heard him sing earlier by Sai Khan called What You Do With What You've Got. So I shall leave you now in his capable hands.
I don't know anything about words. I'm a hip supporter. It's kind of a difficult song to put into words, this. Very good. It's, I suppose, a rant, carefully coded rant, about life, the universe, and everything as it is at the moment. It was kicked into life by watching an endless succession of politicians and celebrities courting each other. And if there is a word that is guaranteed to have me reaching for a large baseball bat, it is the word celebrity. And it's an attempt to explain in music the sound of sheep following headless chickens. It's called Lemmings. Waiters at the table, it's time to settle up. Too late now for humble pie. What's left's the bitter cup. You can't hear the future rumbling. Last night still haunts your soul. The prophet stands and wrings his hands, but his feet are getting cold. And the band played Holy Moses, but the guests had all gone home. Should old acquaintance be forgot when there's nowhere left to roam? And the grinning fool in satin hose blew kisses at the band. We all sang hallelujah as the waves engulfed the land. Tenors and sopranos sing cantatas and motets, but for all their airs and graces, they haven't learnt the whole song yet. As the horns blast down in unison and the palace tumbles down, the king lays down his fiddle and polishes his crown. And the band played Holy Moses in the clamor of the night. The crazy maid sat laughing at the madman in her sight. And the choir sang blessed are the meek as we stumbled on the ledge. We all sang hallelujah and jumped right off the edge. Guru chants, just follow me, and I will cleanse your sins. I can lift you up and out of the mess you've gotten in. in he kitchen's dock and pours a drink on the entire company. They all drink deep and praise his name in five-part harmony. And the band played Holy Moses as the heavens crushed the earth. The speculators argued how much toxic waste was worth. And the promise of salvation drifted off out into space. We all sang hallelujah and vanished without trace.
Who else but Dick Gochan? I so hate the word celebrity too, Dick. I'm so pleased you said that. We want to get another song in for you, from you tonight, so just tell us quickly where you're playing tomorrow, because people can catch you.
I'm in the... me and my seven-piece band. I should know better at my age. Anyway, we're playing at the Brunton Hall in Musselburgh.
Okay.
Tomorrow night.
Do go along if you can. This is Late Junction, live at the Edinburgh Festival. My thanks to all the people behind the scenes who've helped us get all these programmes on the air in such style, especially to producers Roger Short and Georgia Mann. I'm Verity Sharp. Thanks to everyone here in the blue tent for being such an attentive audience, and of course to you at home for listening. And now, before we finally close the curtain, feeling suitably musically satiated by our time in Edinburgh, here is more from Dick Gochan.
The song was rewritten from a song from 1707, or a song dealing with 1707. And I come from a family that is half Irish and half Highland Scots, which is a terrible combination altogether. And it should therefore be no surprise to anybody that for most of my life I've been a passionate campaigner for independence for England. And and this wee song touches on that, and it also touches on something else, which I also feel very strongly about, which is prejudice. Just because you're proud of who you are yourself doesn't mean that you can't like everybody else as well. And somebody once said to me, you can only be proud of who you are yourself when you're proud of who everybody else is too. To the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. No sweetness the senses can cheer, which corruption and bribery bind. brightness that gloom can e'er clear. For honors the sun of the mind. Let the love of our land's sacred rights to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. Let virtue distinguish the brave, place riches in lowest degree. Think them poorest who can be a slave, them richest who dare to be free. Let the love of our land.
That's Dick Gochen closing that special Late Junction broadcast from the Edinburgh Festival. It was introduced by Verity Sharp. And if you missed any of the Edinburgh programmes this week, remember you can listen to them again online. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now we join Jonathan Swain through the night.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. The Australian Chamber Orchestra believe in doing things a little differently, and for this opening hour and a half tonight, a concert they gave in the Sydney Opera House Concert Hall in February 2011 under their leader, the violinist Richard Tognetti. At the centre, the New Zealand baritone Teddy Tahu Rhodes joins the players for Richard Rodney Bennett's Songs Before Sleep and Beethoven's song cycle An die ferne Geliebte, to the distant beloved. The Beethoven song's orchestrated, by the way, as is the Mendelssohn string quartet that follows it, and the Prokofiev melodies. After this opening music, the lovely Adagietto from Mahler's Fifth Symphony.
Thank you.
the Adagietto from Mahler's Fifth Symphony. Richard Tognetti directing the Australian Chamber Orchestra at the Sydney Opera House in February 2011. The Australian Chamber Orchestra now in Prokofiev's Five Melodies, Opus 35. Melodies for voice and piano originally that Prokofiev reworked in 1925 for violin and piano, but here in the Sydney Opera House Concert Hall, they've been further reworked. This is an orchestration for solo violin and strings by Joseph Swenson. Richard Tognetti himself is the soloist in this performance.